Good morning, it's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extended District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Flory. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, everyone.
Now, the carcass contest, I am about as intrigued as I've been for one of these. I'm not sure what it is, and you've got all the information.
Yeah, so I want to give a shout-out to all my 4-H'ers that are starting school this week. We wish you the best. Back-to-school wishes and a happy new school year. We're thinking about all of our teachers and family as they make the transition back into school. I wanted to highlight a neat contest that we do down in our Anderson County 4-H program. It's called the Carcass Contest. And so, I'm always talking about opportunities and, 4-H is a smorgasbord of events and opportunities that you can partake in. And this is one unique contest that we do with our Beef Project kids down there. After the animal is shown at fair, it is then sold through the auction, which is a very live representation of like what is later in life to come. You know, if you're going to be a beef farmer, you're going to raise these animals, and then send them to harvest once you've, got them to market weight. And so what this contest does then is once those animals have been harvested, for you that don't understand the beef industry, meat is graded on a grid. The meat quality of itself is graded on what we call a grid. And of course you have prime, you have prime, choice, and then just, your ground meat. And so what this contest is these animals are harvested and then they are judged on the quality of their meat. And it's really kind of a neat opportunity that we create down there. And then we bring all the kids together. It's going to be September 21st. Make sure if you're a 4-H'er down there in the Beef Project, you get it on your list, on your calendar to make sure you attend from 4 to 6 there at the fairgrounds. But then we will go over the results with them. And so it's very educational. We're bringing an expert in from K-State to talk about how to understand the grid, how to, so in meat, we look for a couple different things. We look for what we call marbling, and that is the fat coverage in the meat itself. You want just the perfect amount of that in there. So there's a real science to it all, but like, I won't get into the far weeds of it. Again, anybody that out there that barbecues is like, oh, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. There's a way to choose your steaks. There's a way to choose your brisket. You're looking for certain qualities when you're looking at that meat. And so, that's what we're teaching the kids. And then it kind of goes into a little bit of, well, how can we improve on this next year? Because like what you see at fair is just a photographic photogene. You're just seeing the cow for what you can see. But this is actually the harvest of the meat, what the meat quality is. And then there are prizes. There is cash prizes involved, too. So we pay out the top five carcasses that grade the best out of all. I think we sent 20 steers to harvest here after the Garnet Fair. So really kind of a neat opportunity for the kids to come and learn, get a deeper dive into their beef project. It will be very educational, and it's just a fun night to come and enjoy each other's company, and we always eat dinner together. And good luck to all my Anderson County families, and we hope to see you on September 21st.
Sounds like a great time. I look forward to it. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Mayor DeZine, Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Kathy Gal.